The types of secondary treatment in use then, the trickling filter is the simplest form. If you drive down to Portsmouth and go past the old Portsmouth treatment station, you see at the moment there's massive industrial activity as they're putting the new plant in. This is nice flash pieces of stainless steel everywhere. But you will see out the front there's still a few old trickling filters that haven't been used for years now. But these then are the very simplest thing. They simply are big, round areas where on the inside there are rocks, and you get a steel sprinkler that turns around very slowly and trickles the water over the surface of the rocks. The rocks then have a colony of microorganisms sitting on top of them, feeding on the stuff that's being sprinkled over the top. The advantage, the only energy requirement, is simply turn that sprinkler at the top, and so very low energy and very simple. Requirement though for it to work well is a high-ish ambient temperature, so it's working nicely in the tropics. For most of the world, ambient temperature is not high enough, so the technique that's used is called the activated sludge process. So in the activated sludge process, you now have a reactor here, which has to be heated. That heated reactor then takes the waste stream from your primary treatment and turns the BOD component, our organic matter, into carbon dioxide, the organic nitrogen into ammonium and nitrate, and the organic phosphorus into the various hydrogen phosphate anions. The sludge is the key to this process because the sludge provides the microorganisms. So you can see that the reactor then is being processed under aerobic conditions. The material that's being produced sediments out. Some of that excess sediment is collected then and turned into fertilizer, and some of it is recycled back to keep the whole process going. And as I indicated, Yorkeys Knob then, these ditches unfortunately have been abandoned as of this year. So I should put last used in 2009, and we've now moved through to tertiary treatment.